What is it like to be in a grocery store for 6 hours hungry?
It's torturing. You feel like you're being tortured.
Daisy Walter is a grocery store worker in the Pacific Northwest. And like millions of Americans, she relies on SNAP or food stamps to feed her family.
I work. I still can't afford to eat without it. Right now, the way my hours are, I have to choose my bills or food.
According to President Trump and his allies, SNAP is rife with fraudsters and freeloaders.
Fraud in the federal food stamp program.
It wasn't meant for people that could do whatever they want, the people that say, well, I don't think I'll work, I'll just, you know, collect this money.
But we investigated, and what we found was shocking. Because there are definitely people taking advantage of SNAP, but they're hiding behind lobbying firms and front groups, behind the doors of private jets and boardrooms. SNAP was created to ensure that in the richest country in the world, no one goes hungry. This is the story of how America's corporate elite captured SNAP and used it to pay themselves. Talking about how you're not being paid enough at your job to feed yourself, that doesn't always feel safe.
By the time I get off of work on Sundays, I have not eaten in 12 hours. I start dreaming about food. I'm like, you know, this combination sounds great with this combination. And then I tell my coworkers and they'd get hungry too.
Before we met, Sarah told me she was worried about retribution from her employer. So she asked that we not film her face.
When you see people coming through work buying all these like healthy produce and stuff, and you're like, I can't even do that. I'm lucky if I can buy a bag of grapes once every 6 months, if I'm lucky, you know, depending if I can find a good sale for it.
As I spent time with Sarah and Daisy, there was something I just couldn't get out of my head. They work for a corporation, Safeway, whose parent company, Albertsons, made nearly $1 billion in profit in 2024. So why are they on government assistance?
Their employees are struggling to live and to survive. My youngest, he after every meal, he's like, Mommy, are you still hungry? If there's leftovers and he wants more, and I'll be like, no, go ahead and eat. And that way he can eat because I know he's not done. And I'd rather be hungry than have my child go hungry.
Back in November, we sent out a request to all 50 states. We wanted to know which employers have the most employees receiving SNAP. Getting that data was not so simple.
Hi, my name is Liz Shelton. I'm a reporter with More Perfect Union.
I'm just calling to check on the status of my Freedom of Information request.
You're not in possession of any of those records.
So you're saying because I'm not an Arkansas resident, I can't request that data. But for the states that did send us data, a pattern was clear. More than 7,000 workers for Amazon and Washington State. More than 4,000 workers for Walmart and Colorado. McDonald's, Kroger, Dollar General. All across the country, thousands of people working for enormously profitable corporations who also can't afford to feed themselves without government assistance. As I investigated further, what began to come into focus seems like an intentional strategy to siphon off billions in taxpayer money. Something that Daisy and Sarah both mentioned that really stuck out to me, they both want to work more hours, but they can't get them.
When you talk to your manager and say like, hey, I want more hours, what is their response?
He turned and told me I will get more hours once I know the store better. But with 2 days a week, what do you expect?
If you were to go to your manager and ask for more hours, what do you typically hear?
They try to use excuses of labor and wages are too high for this location.
So that's the phrase that you hear
quite often. And even if they could, quote unquote, guarantee you more hours, it's still not going to be guaranteed.
This isn't a coincidence. Big corporations like Walmart and Safeway have to offer employees health insurance if they work 30 hours a week or more. In some states, they might have to offer other benefits like paid sick time or vacation time. And so by keeping their employees' hours low, these corporations are able to avoid offering those benefits and keep their employees' incomes below the threshold needed to qualify for programs like SNAP or Medicaid. And that way, the government picks up some of the cost. In 2014, the last year we have data for, Walmart alone cost taxpayers more than $6 billion in employee public benefits like SNAP and Medicaid.
When you let companies get away with shifting so much of the cost of their employees, just basic, you know, living costs onto taxpayers, we're all subsidizing that. We are subsidizing these fat paychecks for CEOs. We're subsidizing the private jets that they ride around in. We're subsidizing their outer space adventures.
So step one of the corporate scam: keep wages and hours low, and SNAP picks up some of the slack. But the scam actually goes even deeper. Take a look at this internal presentation from Kroger, marked confidential from 2017. There's literally a slide in there titled, "Many Kroger Associates Live Under the Poverty Line." But this is the part that grabbed me. They know a ton of their employees are on SNAP, and they actually highlight how much those employees spend in the store.
Nobody has perfected the scheme better than Walmart. A trade group that tracks SNAP spending found that nearly a quarter of every SNAP dollar is spent in their stores.
So that's the full scam. Pay your workers poverty wages, knowing that SNAP will be there to pick up some of the slack, and save a dollar. Turn around and collect a dollar through SNAP spending, funnel it up to executives, repeat over decades, decimate the working class.
The real freeloaders here are the big profitable corporations that are shifting the costs of people's basic needs onto taxpayers. They are the leeches on the system.
But this was not what President Trump and Republicans in Congress were focused on when they cut SNAP by almost $200 billion last July, the biggest cuts in the program's history.
The people that say, well, I don't think I'll work, I'll just, you know, collect this money. We can't give everything away.
They say it's about making sure that people who are on SNAP are working.
Brand new work requirements for food stamp recipients.
But there's reason to believe there's something else going on here. See, Trump didn't invent work requirements for SNAP. They've been around since 1996.
A national welfare reform bill that will make work and responsibility the law of the land.
And the average payment is $6 per person per day, which is not enough to live on. So by necessity,
the vast majority of people on SNAP are working. All the ones who are not working because they have caregiving responsibilities. They're going to school. They have a disability.
But there have always been pockets of people who are exempt from reporting those work hours to the government. Parents of young children, the elderly, veterans. But now, President Trump's new rules say that all those groups need to report their hours to the government and way more frequently. Otherwise, they risk losing SNAP.
You can be stuck on the phone for like up to 2 hours, and then it takes about a half an hour to do the interview itself. They just really want to know every aspect of your life.
Imagine having to call up your cell phone company once a month, sit on hold for 2 hours, just to tell them how many calls you made and how many texts you got. And imagine if you don't do this, there's no cell service next month and nothing you can do about it.
The real goal here is just to bury people in paperwork. We're looking at something like 4 million people probably losing access to this critical benefit in the coming years.
I think it is a way to try to get people to give up and get off so the money can be saved. That's my opinion.
Which begs the question, money saved for what exactly?
This cuts to SNAP are part of a bigger package that was about continuing to give huge tax cuts to big corporations and the wealthy. And to offset the cost of that, that's why they're shrinking these social programs for the poorest people. But under the guise of we need to get Americans back to work, clearly they've looked at the polling on these issues and know how deeply unpopular it is to cut programs for the poor in order to give tax cuts for the rich.
And here's what's so sneaky about this. Here's their tell.
Out of concern about how that might affect people's voting in November 2026, they moved the deadline so that the deepest, most painful cuts will occur after people have cast their votes.
What would you say to, you know, politicians or whatever who are like, we need to get people off of SNAP,
we need to cut this because people are depending on it too much.
I think they actually need to take a walk in someone else's shoes that's actually struggling so they can see how they live. Not just for a couple of hours, not just for a day, do it for a week. And you tell me how you like it.
What do you think they would discover if they did that?
That they need to start making changes and actually start helping the working people instead of helping the rich get richer. If you actually paid everybody a livable wage and cut down cost of living, then nobody would need it. I work. I still can't afford to eat without it. So
hey guys, thanks so much for watching. If you like this video and you want to get more Perfect Union in your feed, be sure to like and subscribe. Also, just want to say if Daisy and Sarah's stories really resonated with you, if you are able to support them and you want to, you can find information for how to do that in the description of this video. Thanks for watching.